were already, it seemed to me anyway, kind of transitioning into a let's make our team good, whether Paul George and Joel Embiid are healthy and available or not. And so they brought in VJ Edgecombe as a rookie last year, and he had a big impact as a rookie. Next to Tyrese Maxey, they all of a sudden look like the backcourt of the future for a team that could be trying to contend. That the team without Embiid and George last year was still good enough to at least be a play-in team in the East, and potentially this season with improvements to Edgecombe in particular, to be trying to challenge for one of the six playoff spots again without George and Embiid. Well, now you don't have to say without George anymore, because Jaylen Brown has a history of availability at a high level. So now you've got a core of three, with including two players in Maxey and Brown that are both not only all-stars, but like all NBA caliber players that consistently could get votes for MVP. Now this team is starting to, like to your point, is like, this is getting interesting.
Yeah.
Then you add Joel Embiid on top of that whenever he's available. When Embiid is healthy, all of a sudden this looks like a team that could beat any other given team in a series in the East without LeBron James. You add LeBron James to that. Yeah, I think that not only you, I think that Vegas and DraftKings and the sports books would also make that 76ers team a favorite in the East should LeBron choose to join them.
I mean, the flexibility of that roster, if you add LeBron James, goes through the roof, right?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about Embiid's health. Embiid can play 40 games and set himself up for the playoffs, and the Sixers are still going to push to win 50, 55 games next year.
Yeah.
With LeBron James and the other three guys in Brown, Maxey, and what they have.
Oh, so, Edgecombe.
And Edgecombe, yeah. So, I mean, like, this roster is probably on paper a top two or three roster in the league if they add LeBron James. I mean, not LeBron, I don't know what he's really thinking. And the only downside I could see is that, does he want to go to a team with younger players where he's got to be the coach as well as everything? I mean, hasn't he been doing that his entire career? I don't know if that's necessarily a deterrent, but it's like, it may take them a month or two to get everything figured out and what the rotation looks like and what everybody's defined roles are. And does he want to deal with that sort of headache, or does he want to go into something where everybody from the jump knows exactly what they're doing? I tell you this, I can't see a downside to Philadelphia. I think this is the ultimate best landing spot for LeBron James right now. And that's me saying it as a Knicks fan. I don't want him to do that, but on paper right now, it looks like Philadelphia is the best place for him to go.
So I think a lot of it depends on what LeBron's mentality is for what he still has left to give, right? Because Philadelphia is almost so ready-made that particularly in those 40 or so, or however many games where Joel Embiid is available, LeBron would be a Megatron version of what we saw last year with the Lakers, where the team said, we no longer need you to carry us, and so we want you to play like a third, fourth option, kind of a glue guy role, do the dirty work. And LeBron showed that he was willing to do that last season for the good of the Lakers team at the time. But he never gave the impression that he loved doing that, right? Like so, but I don't know. Maybe he's feeling like, hey, because, I mean, LeBron's the one player in the NBA that's in my age bracket. So maybe he's like, hey, these old bones ain't what they used to be. So maybe he relishes the idea of not having to do a lot. But if he still feels like, hey, I can contribute, particularly once we get to the playoffs, I don't know how he would feel about. Because if you look at a roster that's Maxey, Edgecombe, Brown, LeBron, and Embiid in the playoffs, and then you got guys like they just signed Anthony Simons, who's another scorer coming off the bench, LeBron is arguably the fifth scoring option on that team. You know, like you would look at the power forward to be the guy that's, you know, getting the rebounds that Joel Embiid has trouble getting now because of his knees, that's just facilitating on offense, not really looking for his own shot. Maybe it's a 3-and-D guy that can knock down the three if it's kicked to him. But LeBron, he's a guy that always has the ball in his hands. I don't know that he would love being that superfluous to what the 76ers would be trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, look, they have a coach in Nick Nurse, okay, who has clearly coached players of LeBron's caliber when he had Kawhi in Toronto. He's a championship level coach. I think he checks all the boxes that you want him to check if you're LeBron James, as far as his resume and his stature and everything else. Look, there are a lot of other coaches who were pretty good too that LeBron kind of said sayonara to, don't need you around here, and went in a different direction till he found what he liked. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I can't see, if I'm comparing it to the other places, if I'm comparing it to Miami, if I'm comparing it to Cleveland, I'm comparing it to Golden State, I don't see how any one of them beat Philadelphia. I objectively don't. Someone show me the downside to adding to this team versus everything else. I mean, unless it's the money, which he would have to take a vet minimum or something really close to it at the end. Unless it's the, I don't like to play with these type of players, right? Now, I don't know. I'm not basketball smart enough to know how this all fits and what it looks like, right? I mean, there's a reasonable conversation that should work versus one where it shouldn't work. But from a situational standpoint and a chance to be in the conference finals, there's no better place to be than Philadelphia right now. Like, forget the NBA finals. Like, if you said to LeBron, smartly, if this is your last year of playing, okay, which place can guarantee you a trip to the conference finals the most right now? It's Philadelphia. It's not close. It's not Miami. It's not Cleveland. It's certainly not Golden State.
I think it's arguable that it's Cleveland. Because remember, you're saying this team plus LeBron. So I would, you know, if you want to say Philadelphia right now looks like they have a higher upside than Cleveland right now, all right, I can give you that. But in our hypothetical world where LeBron is choosing where to go, he's saying, is Philadelphia better than Cleveland will be with me? And I don't think he would agree with that math, because
you don't think so?
Well, you know, Cleveland, as much as the criticism that we get, and you know, we've got some frequent callers to the show that have been going back and forth with me about whether they're bogus. But if you add LeBron, like, for one, they were already a conference finals team last season, and that wasn't a fluke because they were in the second round and probably should have been a conference finalist the year before. And so, like, you add LeBron to Donovan Mitchell and James Harden, presumably, if he resigns, and Evan Mobley, and, you know, that, like, they've got a couple of good big men. They've got a couple of kind of elite perimeter guys. And then LeBron would be the one that, A, has the championship experience, and B, could help facilitate. Like, I feel like he would have a defined role on the Cavs
that I'm not sure
he would have on the 76ers.
And again, this is just a math based off of last year. I know things aren't the same, right? There was a difference of 7 games between Philadelphia and Cleveland last year. There was a difference of 8 games between Cleveland and the top of the Eastern Conference. Which gap from which team is easier to bridge for LeBron? Are you more likely to move 7 games or 8 games into the 3 seed, or more likely to go to the top of the Eastern Conference with Cleveland? Because I would argue they are much more close to getting to the 3 seed with Philadelphia than Cleveland would be to getting to the top of the Eastern Conference.
I think that Cleveland, I don't know if even know if it's saying the quiet part out loud, because it was widely reported. They could have had more wins last year than they had.
Well, like, that's true. Yes. Like, I mean, they, at the end of the season, and that's why I said it's not exactly the most accurate math. I get what your point is. They probably could have had 3 or 4 more wins towards the end of the year. We know what teams were doing, even though we're not allowed to say what teams were doing, but it rhymes with spanking. Okay,
I don't know if that's a better word to use.
Well, they were doing it to themselves, actually, at that point in time.
So it's definitely not a better word to use.
The point simply is, okay, is that, yeah, I that's not the right math. I guess just the question is I think the ceiling gets higher for Philadelphia than it does for Cleveland. That's, I think the potential is higher and the ceiling is higher in Philadelphia than it would be in Cleveland.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair, because with Joel Embiid and the mystery of him, you always have the potential of adding the best player or one of the best 3 players in the NBA at any given moment. You also have the potential for him not being there for large stretches of time. And so I think there's maybe more risk involved in going to Philadelphia than a team like Cleveland. Maybe you might be right, their ceiling might not be as high. But this same core of Cavaliers, the years before that, had the number 1 record in the East by a pretty large margin. And they were dealing with the Darius Garland injury for most of the early part of the season. and they never seemed like they fully captured what I thought could be their potential in the regular season once they got James Harden. But if they add a LeBron James, I have to feel like the energy that they would be playing with coming into next season, I think the team would look much more like the regular season version of the year before last. And that's even if LeBron's not playing major minutes all during the regular season. I think it would allow him to do both, where he's kind of conserving energy for the playoffs, but on a team that still has a really good chance to be one of the top seeds in the East.
ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at progressivecommercial.com. Up next, Jaylen Brown took to Twitch to discuss his trade to the 76ers. Hear what he had to say next. It's ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Commanders head coach Dan Quinn.
Watching the U.S. men's hockey team defeat the Soviet Union. You hear Al Michaels call that.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
And everybody's huddled in tight, watching it all together. I love those.
Rams head coach Sean McVay.
When I was living in Atlanta in 96, they had the Olympics there. You know, the women's gymnastics team win gold, and Carrie Strug, you know, doing what she did on the vault, you know, with the broken ankle. You know, what a courageous effort. I just knew that was really special.
Malika Andrews.
I got to go to the Olympics. And Steph Curry, it's the game against Serbia, just lights it up for 36 points. And I think there's something about excellence on the international stage that was American sports to me.
ESPN, celebrating America 250.
When's the last time payroll was the easy part of your week? With Gusto, it can be. Gusto is the all-in-one platform designed to take the hassle out of managing your team, from payroll and compliance to hiring, onboarding, and more. With Gusto, you can get back 2 full days each month with all the time you have saved. Go to gusto.com today and learn why over 500,000 small businesses choose Gusto. That's G-U-S-T-O.com. Gusto.com.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your projects. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino, where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Roseville is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool & Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bakusil Pool Chemicals. Luxury Pool & Spa is also a proud dealer of Polywood Outdoor Furniture, Climate Tough Materials, Color Stay Technology, and the 20-year warranty. If you're thinking about a hot tub, they have the amazing Caldera hot tubs in stock on their showroom floor. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool & Spa. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
Game time or play time, we're here all the time.
I wish you had
more time.
103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
Get long-lasting battery life on the Dell XPS laptop powered by Series 3 Intel Core so you can work from anywhere. Now starting at $699 with exclusive student pricing starting at $599. Complete your setup with savings on select monitors and must-have electronics and accessories. Limited time deals and free shipping on PCs and more await you at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted car. Call 1-800-294-0222. You'll receive the maximum tax deduction, and we provide fast, free pickup. Call 1-800-294-0222. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Call 1-800-294-0222. This advertisement was paid for in partnership with Cars R Us and Find the Children.
When it comes to your yard, reliability matters. Shop with confidence at the Home Depot and get 4th of July savings on Ryobi, the number one cordless outdoor power brand. It's time to choose your power. Both the Ryobi 18-volt and 40-volt self-propelled mower kits are on special buy for an even lower price of $429 each, was $479. Ryobi's battery platform delivers the power, runtime, and dependability you need to tackle yard work with ease. Shop 4th of July savings on Ryobi outdoor power only at the Home Depot. While supplies last, pricing valid June 25th through July 8th. Use only. See store online for details.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Who you are, and we welcome all of you. Make that most of you on 103.7 The Buzz.
The Celtics are trading Jaylen Brown to the Sixers for Paul George, 2 first-round picks and 2 second-round draft picks.
For the Celtics, they tried to trade for Giannis. They offered Jaylen Brown and 2 unprotected first-round picks for Giannis. They missed out, but ever since then, they didn't just stop the conversations there. They continue to have trade talks.
I think it's something Philadelphia had to do. I woke up this morning and I looked at the Eastern Conference. When I looked at where Philadelphia was, I thought this was a team that was outside of the play-in.
NBA free agency continues to shake up the Eastern Conference as Jaylen Brown is the newest member of the Philadelphia 76ers at ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM channel 80. Mark Zeno alongside Andre Snuggs, presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So we talked a little bit about this yesterday, about the idea of Jaylen Brown in Philadelphia and how it's going to play with the fans and everything else. And I said the one thing that could spark the dynamite that blows up in Jaylen Brown's face is his Twitter and his podcast. And everything he says on this thing in Philadelphia media will be magnified. And if they're not winning, it will be crucified news against him at every opportunity. Jaylen Brown took to his Twitch stream after the trade between the Celtics and the 76ers became official. And Jaylen Brown said he still needs to process the move and felt like there was a lot of disrespect from the Celtics.
Pack your bag, sayonara, buddy. Out of here. I will say, you know what I mean? I'm still processing everything, to be honest. Like, it's a bunch of, like, excitement, disappointment. It's a bunch of emotions. I'm still processing everything, so give me some time. But I'm also looking forward to what's to come next. I will say there was definitely a message being sent. And that message was received. I wasn't thrilled with the amount of respect that was showed during this process. I think there was a bit of a lack of respect. I think it was fine at one point, and then out of nowhere, things just kind of went left. You know, I think Brad is probably getting a lot of the criticism. I wasn't thrilled the way he facilitated some of the conversations, but I definitely think there's more to it.
All right. Anytime you go from being a favored son, a favored child, right? Mm-hmm. Which is what he was last year, to being treated like a commodity, you're always going to feel disrespect. right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just the business of sports is the minute you become a commodity, you feel disrespected. That's fair. That's accurate. Like, there's no way around that. But at the end of the day, regardless of who you are, and especially in today's sports landscape, Dre, everybody needs to understand they're a commodity. And at some point, you will be replaced. Whether it's of your own decision or it's of their decision, you will be replaced. So, I get the disrespect. If you as a professional athlete choose to ignore your commodity status, meaning your position A, cost A, you know, production B, I can trade that for anything else to find something similar, right?
Yes, but, I mean, with Jaylen Brown, I feel like there's a little more to it than that, right? Because he wasn't the favorite child. So basically, Brown was picked in the draft number 3 1 year. The next year, Jason Tatum was picked in the draft number 3. And during the lion's share of their cohabitation leading the Celtics, by the way, they led them to consistent conference finals. Then they led them to a championship. I would say through most of that time, it's not controversial to say that Tatum has been the quote-unquote favorite child, you know, using the analogy that you brought up. And that Tatum, you know, Brown has been pushing back against that narrative for most of his career. And when they did have the chance to win the championship, I think that Brown stepped up. He was the conference and the finals MVP. And maybe thought that would change the narrative a little bit, but it didn't. He was still clearly, they would say 1A, 1B, but generally he was clearly behind Tatum in the pecking order even after the championship. And then last season, we get to see what would the Celtics look like without Tatum. And largely because Tatum came back before that first round exit. So largely without Tatum, they looked about the same as they looked the previous year with Tatum as far as team record goes. Jaylen Brown pointed it out online at one point that they were, I think, 3 games better than they had been the year before with both he and Tatum. And so then to go from that to you come off of that season, and he even alluded to it. He said for a while he thought it was fine. Presumably he's saying when they were talking about trading me for Giannis, that made sense to him. I think the part that he's hung up on.
Oh, you're kidding.
I mean that was how I interpreted that. I'll be
that he's hung up that his trade was for Paul George and not Giannis?
I think that was the part where he started saying a message was being sent. After they said that there was no, the Giannis deal didn't happen, you know, because remember, Brown never reportedly asked for a trade, but there was the assumption that, okay, the Celtics got to get him out the door. And they, you know, you started getting the narratives about, I'm an analytics guy. Like that analytically, he was the 7th best player on the team. He wasn't that good. And, you know, you started hearing all of these little messages that he's too intelligent and that intimidates teams. So he's too outspoken. They weren't going to sign him for that reason. And I think that those types of things, in addition to the fact that he was traded for a player that before the trade, Paul George, largely from what I was hearing, was considered to have negative trade value. That even if the 76ers wanted to move off of his contract, they were going to have to add a draft pick to it. Well, they added 2 draft picks and got a player who was top 5 in the MVP. So I think those are the things more so than the Giannis offer that Brown is referring to in that clip.
I mean, objectively, what choice did the Celtics have? Like, when you hang a player out there as trade bait, regardless of who it's for, right? Or even, let's even make it more simplistic here, Dre. Whenever you deem a player is replaceable or tradable for another person, for another player, okay? Or you're gonna make a move after somebody else that plays the same position, you're effectively telling everybody out loud that I don't value this person the way you guys do or the public does or whatever else. I think there's somebody better. You can't recover from that in today's sports landscape. Too much is out in the public. Again, I saw it with the Atlanta Falcons, who I cover here in Atlanta. Like, it's very simple. The minute they went after Deshaun Watson, Matt Ryan was done in Atlanta. Done. It was over. There was no going back saying, well, Matt, we missed on Deshaun, but you're still our guy. Right. Oh, really? Like, is that how it's supposed to work? No, nobody wants to be second choice to anything anymore. So I just, it's one of those things where I know he didn't have to ask for a trade. It was happening regardless. The minute they went after Giannis and he was the piece that they wanted, they had to trade him. I don't know that there was, unless there was some window where Jaylen Brown walked into the front office and said to Brad Stevens, listen, I'm cool with it, man. I just want to stay here and play ball. I just want to be with Jason. I want to be in a green uniform. I want to play ball. Short of that happening, which we see Jalen Brown was never going to do, there was no choice but to trade him. So I don't necessarily buy into all that. Here's more from Jalen Brown on his Twitch saying he needs to almost reverse engineer the mindset being in Philadelphia now.
A strong city of being a tough-nosed city, so I'm looking forward to that because I don't want no special treatment. I don't want no handouts. I don't need no extra privilege. Not to say y'all were going to give me that anyway, but, you know, I plan on earning my respect one day at a time by putting in the work, you know, so I look forward to getting in the gym. I look forward to, you know, the whole process. So the hard part, chat, is, like, for the last 10 years, I've, like, been programmed to, like, hate Philadelphia, like, from the history chat to, like, the history of the rivalry to the just the playoff battles, you know, all of the above, the process. Like, I've been programmed to be like, man, the process. So it's like, it's funny now I got to, like, reverse engineer, you know what I mean? And that's the part that's going to take some time.
Your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, I think Jalen Brown is candid. He's straight up. And I do think that that will eventually serve him well in Philadelphia. To your point, they better win. It's hard to be candid and straight up if the team is if you're not playing well or the team's not winning. But if he plays well, I think that the audience in Philadelphia will appreciate that honesty. They like the kind of hard nose. This is what it is. And just really quick, you know, responding to what you said before, I think that there was a golden parachute alternative with Jalen Brown that isn't typically there when a player is dangled. And that was if the Celtics would have said, we'll give you that super mega max 2-year, 140 something, $150 million extension that he's eligible for later in the month. There could still be some bruised feelings. I think you had a great point with that. But I do think that there was a path where they could have gotten around it. And I think that maybe, you know, you said there was no choice. I think maybe that's kind of some of the disrespect that Jalen Brown's talking about, too. Sure. Is like, y'all think I'm not really worth this, and that's why I'm on the block. And that's disrespectful because this new team, Philadelphia, I'm quite sure is going to give him that extension.
All right. Make sure you guys tune in for baseball action tomorrow as the Mariners host the Blue Jays, followed by the Cardinals and Cubs, presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins at 3:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Attention to the NFL as we welcome in Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider. Mike, welcome. Happy almost 4th of July. We've got numerous quarterbacks coming back from injury, including Patrick Mahomes, Bo Nix, Daniel Jones, and Indy. As we get close to teams reporting for training camp, how closely do you have your eyes on these various quarterback situations and which one stands out the most to you?
Yeah, I think the most interesting one to me is Patrick Mahomes from a standpoint of in my career, being around quarterbacks coming back from ACLs or Achilles tendons, they always say they don't feel like they're completely cleared until they get hit, go to the ground, and get up and be okay. So that's different than being medically cleared. So I expect Patrick Mahomes at some point this year to be Superman again. I just don't think it's going to happen overnight. And early in the season, I think with the additions of Eric Bieniemy, an offensive coordinator, and certainly Kenneth Walker, that this may be a little bit more of a run-focused chief offense.
All right, well, speaking of quarterbacks, the Vikings have a quarterback battle shaping up between Kyler Murray and former MGO Blue, you know, J.J. McCarthy. How do you think that battle shakes out in both the short term and maybe the long term as well?
I think it's going to be Kyler Murray's job to lose. He's 29 years old. I'm still hard-pressed to understand why Arizona would pay him $35.5 million not to play for them. You have a new head coach in Michael LaFleur. But anyway, I think for the first time, Kyler Murray felt his athletic mortality. He was a great baseball player, great high school player. And if I'm him, I see this as a year that I'm investing my future in Kevin O'Connell with Jordan Addison and TJ Hockenson. And if he plays well, he can get a massive extension. I like J.J. McCarthy. I think he'll be a good quarterback. It may not be there. And if we're talking about comeback players of the year and someone of the Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold mold, I think we could be talking about Kyler Murray this year.
He's Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, joining us on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Mike, pick one more likely to win their division, Cowboys or Bengals?
I like Cowboys. Earlier today, we talked about Caleb Downs, Malachi Lawrence, Jalen Thompson. You know, they made a lot of material changes to that defense for Sean Gary, amongst others. If that defense is B or better, they'll, I think they have a championship offense. Last year, they gave up the second most amount of explosive plays. I think the way Caleb Downs and Jalen Thompson can tackle in space, that should go down precipitously.
Okay, well, since the Bengals are brought up, then I've got to have a follow-up. And I'm probably not going to like your answer based on your previous answer. But the last time we had Graziano on was the day that he was saying that he has Joe Burrow potentially winning the MVP for the Bengals this season. Do you think that that's on the table, or do you just see something in this Bengals squad that, you think that's unlikely?
No, I think it's certainly on the table. You know, I think it's interesting. Cincinnati and Dallas, to me, are very similar teams in terms of they have great offenses. And I do think Cincinnati's defense can be better. I'm a big Dexter Lawrence fan. I know he didn't have, a great year this, past year. But if Joe Burrow could stay healthy with those receivers, they're going to be really hard to beat. So, absolutely, he could be in the mix as well.
Again, Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, joining us. Dissect the Ravens for me. Whole different situation now. Rookie head coach Lamar Jackson coming off, a subpar year. The team at a subpar year. How much are we going to find out about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens based off of how they perform this year, in your opinion?
I'm expecting a big turnaround, and here's why. Their offensive coordinator, Declan Doyle, last year, Chicago, which is where he came from, was top five in using 12 personnel, meaning two tight ends. If you go back last year, guys, when you watch Lamar, not only did he miss four games, he just never seemed right physically. And I think heavying up the protections, having 12 personnel on the field, will allow them to not only be more explosive and take more shots down the field, but should hopefully help keep Lamar healthier. So I'm bullish on Baltimore long-term. I think Declan Doyle is going to do a really good job. I think this offense is going to look a little bit different, but I think it's going to look really good when it's all said and done. And, again, I think it's going to give Lamar a chance to make some more explosive plays.
All right, Mike T., Zeno and I have been talking so far this show about a 29-year-old former champion named Brown going from Boston to Philadelphia. Well, in the NFL, the opposite happened, right? A.J. Brown went from Philadelphia to New England. What type of difference do you think he makes for the Patriots, their offense, and their outlook this season?
Yeah, I love it. I think he's a guy that is a great point scorer. You go back a year ago, and Drake Bay was third in the NFL with 31 touchdown passes. That'll get better with A.J. Brown, and I think the perfect complement is Romeo Doubs, the free agent signing from Green Bay. So when you have a head coach that's had him before, they have a great vision, red zone, third down. He's 29 years old, in the prime of his career. I think he's going to have a really significant impact. And when we look back at the big moves of this past offseason, I think A.J. Brown to the Patriots will be up there, just in terms of what they needed and how they solved their problem.
He is Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider. Thanks so much for the time this morning. Enjoy the 4th of July.
Yeah, thanks so much. You too, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Right.
Yeah, I'm going to continue to keep bringing up the Bengals. And until I'm wrong about the Bengals, I'm going to continue to boast that I'm right about the Bengals.
No, I feel you. And it's interesting. Mike T brought up Dexter Lawrence. So I talk on this show a lot about analytics from the point of view of people saying things about analytics or using analytics incorrectly that make me grind my teeth. But Dexter Lawrence in his season last year is an example of analytics maybe being able to give some insight that you didn't have. Like, he didn't have many sacks last year, but if you look at the Giants defense when he's out there versus when he wasn't out there,
right,
it was a huge difference in overall impact.
Yes.
And that's what I'm hoping he can bring to the Bengals.
Listen, I don't know if Dexter Lawrence and Trey Hendrickson is a definitive one-for-one swap, right? I don't necessarily think it is. They have different defined roles. Like you said, I think Dexter Lawrence's impact is more about across the defense, whereas Trey Hendrickson's impact is individual and getting to the quarterback. That said,
I just don't. I'll never trust the coach. I'll never, ever, ever trust the coach, and you shouldn't either.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you for that.
I'm just telling you that. This guy should have been removed from his job about 3 years ago. And I don't, I'm not a call for the coach firing type guy, but that's what's holding that team back. And trust me, I root for a team where their coach is holding them back.
Yankees. Right, takes one anyway, to one, huh?
Yeah, so I certainly feel it. All right, make sure you guys help people affected by the Venezuela earthquakes. Your donation through the redcross.org/ESPN enables the Red Cross to prepare for, respond to, and help people recover from this disaster. Up next, VAR made a huge difference again in the World Cup last night. Do we even like this technology? That's next. It's ESPN Radio.
Zamina and Tyler on Today on SE Plus, streaming exclusively on Disney Plus.
41-year-old Ronaldo scores as Portugal advances to the round of 16.
The Miz is human after all. He gets hit by the Reds at home.
Plus, a missing dog reunited with its owner after partying with Mexican fans. What a life. All that and more today on SE Plus.
Progressive presents ways to save money that aren't bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive.
Ah, thanks again for taking me to the game, man. I can't wait to get in there. By the way, what's in the bag?
Oh, I bring my own hot dog and peanuts. Saves a ton.
Ah, savvy. And what about the beach chairs?
Why buy seats when you can save big and bring your own?
We can't get in without tickets.
Tickets? What do you think the portable TV is for?
Don't save money pretending to go to the game. You could save hundreds by switching to Progressive. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
In sports, the tape never tells the whole story. Hiring is no different. AI can make candidates look like an MVP on paper. So knowing the person and the skills behind the resume matters. That's where Robert Half changes the game. Our recruiters combine their expertise with award-winning AI to evaluate skills and fit quickly. Learn how we can find you specialized talent in finance, accounting, technology, and more. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
John Daly joins the mayhem Tuesday mornings, courtesy of Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership. From Goldwing trikes to side-by-sides, Honda of Russellville has an inventory no one else has. Check it out at hondaofrussellville.com.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market, serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and businesses trust CertaPro Painters. From detailed residential work to professionally managed commercial projects, CertaPro delivers craftsmanship to protect your investment. Visit CertaPro.com, that's Certa with a C, and reserve your spring project today.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
When you want to know the score, it's on KABZ Little Rock.
He's open, complete at the 10, the 5, touchdown Arkansas!
103.7 The Buzz.
Save more on what you need to get the job done right. Right now at Lowe's. Get 15% off select custom entry and interior doors. Plus, save $80 on the DeWalt 20-volt Max 2-Tool Combo Kit. Now just $169. And at the Lowe's Pro Desk, bring us your materials list and get a quote in minutes. Handwritten, a photo, or even a sticky note is all you need. Keep your jobs moving faster and on budget at Lowe's. Valid through 7/8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
We expect our information in real time. US Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. US Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. So call 888-665-0696 today for a free insurance and Medicare benefits check as easy as that's 888-665-0696.
Listening to 103.7 The Buzz, Central Arkansas's home for the Hogs, KABZ-FM, Little Rock.
Technology is supposed to make things better, but does it? ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Mark Zeno and Andre Snellings. World Cup rolling on as Portugal and Ronaldo survive a very late scare from Croatia last night. So it was interesting. For whatever reason, my kids are cheering for Portugal. And I tried to ask them why they're not cheering for the United States. And like, because Ronaldo plays for Portugal, and apparently 10-year-olds who live their life online, like mine do way too much, are infatuated with Ronaldo. I think it's the hair. I'm jealous of that.
So they're rooting for Portugal, but not... I thought you were saying Portugal and the United States.
No,
not the U.S.
But not the U.S.
Well, I don't care for that.
Listen.
What are we doing here?
Well, we're contemplating giving them up for adoption.
All right,
at this point.
Fair.
So
that's the only remedy.
Did you let them know that you serve this country proudly?
They're well aware. They're well aware of
my
exploits.
They aware of the hot temperatures?
They are very well aware. Apparently, Devin's parents are not aware of the hot temperatures. More on that.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah. But nonetheless, so they were rooting for Portugal the whole way. And we're watching the match. I have to say match. Can't say game. Mm-hmm. Stupid soccer term.
Terminology.
Match. Yeah. Anyway, so watching the match last night, and when they scored in the last minute, when Croatia did, I was like, oh, my God, they scored. They tied it up. And then, of course, what happens, we have to review everything in soccer because why not? And this was within like a minute or so of the game actually ending in stoppage time. They go to VAR. There's a system that uses a sensor or chip inside the ball to detect a faint touch by Croatia's, I'm not even going to try this guy's last name, Igor Maranovic, before the ball.
You said you're not going to try it, then immediately tried it.
Well, listen, you know, I was fooling myself. I wasn't going to try to get it right. I was going to try to say it.
Okay.
Anyway, but before the ball reached the offside player, the touch was barely visible, if at all, to the naked eye. I think a lot of people, when we've seen the replays over and over again, And you use the system that shows when the ball is touched, it looked like it went off the Portugal player, which would have negated the offsides, which would have allowed the goal to stand, and they would have went into extra time. Nonetheless, the goal was disallowed. I guess the issue here is this. You know, it's one of these things where it's like, when it comes to video replay, and this isn't just about soccer and the World Cup, it goes across the board. We do this thing where we overuse it to adjudicate a rule correctly, right? Go back to the USA match against Bosnia. VAR was used to determine whether Flo Balogun got a red card or not. Because the slow-mo looked a lot different than the real live action. And that kind of determines how some of these rules are adjudicated and how they're you know, the rules are used, and it changes the outcome of games. So where are you on VAR, or at least a video replay, and what they did here?
Yeah, so I'm all, you know, to the short answer is the use of the sensor in the ball and touching the ball or not, I feel like that's maybe a positive use for it, because it gives a tool that we don't have. Like you pointed out, the human eye had trouble seeing it, but the sensor can detect it. So maybe that if it's used consistently moving forward, kind of like the technology in tennis or the baseball strike zone, then it can become a positive and something that's just a part of the game. The using it to trigger the Balogun, I didn't love that, because, and as you pointed out, the replay, if you like slow it down and then like stop it at certain times, things that happen really quick in live action don't always look the same. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to parse out intention using something like VAR. But for whether the ball was touched or not, I would think that would be what this technology could best be used for.
Yeah, and the other thing that the video replay does a lot is verifies or nullifies the offsides in soccer, which, again, millions of Americans still struggling to understand. I just want a line. Just give me an offside line. I don't have a problem with offsides as a call. Just put a line where if you're on one side, you're onside, and on the other side, you're offside, and everybody understands it. That would be a lot easier. But again, who am I to try to fix soccer internationally? I'm not. I do think the intervention of this whole thing and when it's applied is always the issue. And it's the same thing here with American football, right? When do we get the call down from New York for video replay versus when the officials decide, no, we're not going to review this, right? Mm-hmm. Like the intermittent and sort of inconsistent use of VAR for soccer and even in American sports can drive fans nuts, because there is no set standard you have to clear to initiate replay. And that's the troublesome part.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the technology needs to be used a lot smarter across the board. And I referenced a little bit, you know, I'm watching Wimbledon on the TV right there. Like in tennis, there was a time period where they were testing out their technology for is the ball in or out? And it was, you know, voluntary for a while. And then they had the players had to request it. And now it's just, I don't even know if they have lines people for the most part anymore. They just use that technology because it's an intelligent use of the technology. I think that in football, during the break, we were talking about like the chains. Why are we still using chains? Why aren't we using technology? You pointed out like a laser across the field. If the ball's touching the laser, all right, great.
It's like your garage door laser. If something gets in the way of it,
exactly.
There you go. It tells you exactly that it's a first down or not. I mean, it should be that simple at this point in time.
Yeah.
Sadly, it's not. You know, and just for the football thing, I've said for years, the chains aren't the issue. The spotting of the ball is the problem. There is some level of inconsistency in where the ball is supposed to be spotted and everything else. And that's kind of what gets people more up in arms than necessarily not having a laser or not having a automated first down system in the NFL. But we could go on and on here. Manifestly, you know what doesn't matter for Portugal? Because they're going to get smoked by Spain in the next round anyway. That much
I can
tell you with a fair amount of certainty. Up next, the other moves that have happened in the NBA. Besides the headline grabber, we'll evaluate those next. It's ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I'm David Ortiz. When I lost my mom, she was only 46. And I lost my dad to cancer. It was the worst pain I ever felt. It made me think, What will happen with the people I love when my time is up? That's why I have life insurance. Ethos makes it easy. You sort online, take about 10 minutes, and you can get up to $3 million in coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Hey, everybody, Roger Scott here. You need to head to Oaklawn in Hot Springs. They've got the Red, White, and Win promotion kicking off in July. And you can win up to $25,000 to be awarded on July 25th. That's the kind of money where suddenly you're saying, yeah, let's upgrade the appetizer situation. And if you're an Oaklawn Rewards member, listen to this. You get 25 times your entries on Mondays and 5 times your entries on Tuesdays. So congratulations. Mondays just became your favorite day of the week. You didn't see that coming, did you? Plus, they've always got something. Live entertainment at the Oaklawn Event Center with acts like Sawyer Brown, Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening, and more on the way. So yeah, you might come for the casino and end up staying for the music. And speaking of that 24/7 smoke-free casino, over 1,500 slots, table games, blackjack, craps, all your favorites, and it's been voted best casino, which is more than I can say for any of my life decisions. Wait a minute, what? Throw in great food and a resort pool, and you've got yourself a day or a weekend. Check it out at Oaklawn.com and go have fun at Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Pat Bradley joins Randy and Rick each week, courtesy of Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs, where you can get a 20-foot Salem starting at $14,990 during their 2026 liquidation sale. Find them online at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Hawks Homes has custom-built, manufactured homes under $100 per square foot. They have hundreds of floor plans available to fit your family's needs. Homes start as low as $39,995. They can finance your new home together with land so you can have one easy payment. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 bedrooms available for immediate delivery. You can view their inventory online at hawkshomes.net. Let their family help your family. Hawks Homes, Bryant and Conway.
Farming demands well-built equipment. Kubota equipment. Well-built, proven for over a century. Tractors that get the job done right. Hay tools backed with a 2-year warranty. And Kubota Sidekick utility vehicles is where durability meets speed. And productive SVL track loaders. Visit your local Kubota dealer today for a demo or stop into River Valley Tractor online at rivervalleytractor.com for more information.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bass tournaments and some of the best fishing spots in the state. It's Fishing Arkansas, Sunday mornings with Big Sarge and his crew. Fishing Arkansas is presented by shelter agent Jamie Marsh and Stanley Hardware. Fishing Arkansas, Sunday mornings with Big Sarge on 103.7 The Buzz.
World champion of what?
103.7 The Buzz. Your world champions of sports radio.
Don't get me wrong.
KABZ Little Rock.
NF.
This is Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
John Morant's about to find out how much value he really has now, because it was barely 3 years ago we were talking about